Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Plan, who is one of the principals with Resource Arizona. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you today?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. I did see you in Chicago. We spoke for a few minutes at the Mannington Commercial Gathering. How was the NeoCon show for you?
I thought it was actually well-traveled. Certainly, the showrooms were very full on Monday and Tuesday, and some of the events that I touched on Monday and Tuesday were very full also.
How do you work the show? Do you just go see people that you know well, or start at the top and work to the bottom? How do you do it?
Well, we certainly try and take opportunity to meet some of the principals of the manufacturers and our partners during that time. They're there. So we try and have some appointments as opposed to catching them off guard, just walking into a showroom. We try and manage the best time we can with our major vendors.
Uh-huh. And for those people that are listening that may not know about Resource Arizona, you're a commercial contractor. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, we've been around for a long time. We were a company called Flooring Consultants, and then we were one of those roll-up dealers that got involved with Interface, and we got ourselves rebranded to Resource, and then the name Resource Arizona. And almost 9 years ago, we became independent again, and I have four partners, and we continue to do the same things.
And most of your business is on the commercial contract side, is that right?
95%.
Yeah. And I talk to you once or twice a year. The last time I talked to you, you were headed over to Europe, and you were taking some of your clients to go and check out different restaurants for a project you were working on. So it's an interesting life you lead.
Well, it's a dilemma, but the world turns, and we have a group of us that do this pretty annually, and, you know, it's not like one person picking up the tab. It is really a bunch of us going together, a little harmony and fun, but we really do try and take a look at what's coming our way and try and make sure that we can go ahead and be creative. Uh-huh. I mean, we don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. The design's already done. Now let's go figure out better ways to do it and make everything look nice in Arizona, too.
All right. One of the reasons I want to talk to you is every year, and I think this is the eighth year coming up here tomorrow, you throw a party that's called the NeoCant, and that's spelled N-E-O-C-A-N-T, and I think it's for your design audience that can't make it to Chicago. You throw your own little show out there in Arizona, don't you?
We do, and we try and do it with our vendor partners. We usually have about 15 to 18 vendor partners. We kind of do it like a trade show. We have very shortly in our office. Our office is a showroom. We have about 3,000 feet of showroom space. We'll be rolled out, and then we'll have one of those contractors that come in and put up banners and tables and everything else will be in here decorating today. And then tomorrow night, we would expect about 300 to 400 people.
300 to 400, that's a good size group. And at 3,000 square feet, it'll be a busy party.
It is a busy party. We've got a balcony. We try to take advantage of that and have some music and some soft drinks and hard drinks. Be a little festive. We give out, you know, prizes. And goal is to get people here. But we also then invite two people who come and do some kind of task tomorrow night that will then be the guest of our vendors and Resource at next year's NeoCon.
Yeah, I see. All right. And so your primary audience is the A&D groups, right?
It is that, but we certainly touch on brokers and we touch on building property managers.
Okay.
We're trying to touch everybody.
Okay. I noticed the little flyer that you have. You have Wonder Woman, and he says, "I use Resource to fight the war on ugly floors." It's very creative, and you send those invitations out, I guess, way in advance, don't you?
We do. We try and remind people. There's always events going on, but we're chilling our building down. Tomorrow will be only 115 degrees in Arizona.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel hot out there is what I hear.
It's just another day.
Yeah. Is there anything different about this eighth event versus the other ones you've done?
You know, each time it's great because there is the social aspect, and a lot of people in each of these years, in the last few years, we all know that a lot of people have changed jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have architects that were at one firm last year that might be at a new firm this year.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reconnectivity that goes on at the event.
Now, tell us just a little bit about your business conditions. 95%, as you say, of your business comes from the commercial contract side of the business. So how is that business in Arizona right now?
I'd say more robust than it was a year ago, which is a great sign. And Resource, we do a lot of nighttime work. We're very involved with the change of the office interior.
Uh-huh.
Workplace logistics at nighttime, very important to us. You know, we don't need a new building to do that. People walk on the floors every day,
right,
and we're there to help change them and manage them.
You know, one of the things we heard at NeoCon this year was that the floors, the patterns were going to be at a much larger scale. And when you asked the designers why they were doing that, they were talking about in the corporate sector how the walls are coming down and there's so much more of this open office environment. Are you seeing that out in Arizona?
We are. are. We're not a lot different here. It takes a little longer sometimes to catch up, but certainly, you know, it's almost like touchdown space being developed nowadays. A lot less walls. And what that becomes, you know, new settings, new furniture, everything gets transitioned, hard wall going down. It's an interesting dynamic when that happens because you really also have to retrain people on voices and everything else.
Yeah, and it enables designers to use the floor to divide the space up more.
A lot of wayfinding.
Right.
Yeah, so it's there, it gets used, and it's one of those areas in construction, Kemp, you know, that sometimes gets VE, and yet we tell everybody it's the most important part because it's the only place that gets walked on in the whole building.
All right, Bob, it's great to talk to you. I hope you have a good event tomorrow. I definitely want to help you get the word out. One thing we haven't talked about is you are on the board with the Fuse Alliance, right?
I am. I'm the vice president, elected there last year.
Okay. Bob, tell our audience who might not know who Fuse is.
Well, it's an alignment of dealers. It was born from the old resource days when we had a resource-aligned group, and we said, what do we do with all the connectivity? Because all of us are trying to reach across the country and manage our partners and their flooring requirements. So we do a lot of sharing of business and opportunities, and we changed the name to Fuse to excite business, to create even a more electric group of people. And that's what we've done in the last 2 years, and we've actually had a lot of new members in the last 2 years. I think we've increased closer to 90, and we have new vendor partners. So it's a great spirit. It's a great way to go ahead and help each other.
Okay, Bob, great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Bob Plan, who is one of the principal owners of Resource Arizona, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.